Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no,
it.
No. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
What you got something to do, nigga? Like, why the fuck you keep rushing me about what the fuck we doing? No, I'm just trying to understand why the fuck you keep rushing me, bro. What's up with you? You all right? Life good? You ain't got nothing to say now, huh? You bitch ass nigga. I'm sick of you, man. Let me play this shit. Eastside Grease in this bitch. God damn it. Doc in this bitch.
Slap the dark skin out of you, dude.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
I did it because I love you.
That's crazy.
Don't you feel
I'm brown skin, you bitch ass nigga.
Love you.
Let's go.
Bitch, you think that's a hard slap. I use you. You're caught, bitch.
Hey.
You got the face on that mother can love it. She died, so she went out to look at it no more.
Magic.
Bitch, I'm toxic. Hey, bitch, I'm toxic. Hey, tell you that I love you. I just want your pocket.
I want your money.
Hey, bitch, I'm toxic.
Hey, bitch, I'm toxic.
These niggas toxic.
Fuck on you, fight, then leave them, bitch. I'm back tomorrow.
I'll see you later.
Hey, bitch, I'm toxic.
Hey, bitch, I'm toxic.
Hey, tell you that I love you. I just want your pocket.
I want your money.
Hey, bitch, I'm toxic.
Hey, bitch, I'm toxic.
Hey, bitch, I'm toxic. Fuck on you, fight, then leave them, bitch. I'm back tomorrow.
I'll see you later.
Wanna fuck me, man, that shit too easy. She pop up and she bring me gifts just when she see me. Her friend won't fuck me, man, I told she didn't believe me. I got that bitch all in my face like watching TV.
Watching TV?
Lick me like ice cream, I'm cold like ice cream. I know I'm toxic, I won't fuck her, that's the right thing.
What?
I left the lights on, we call that sightseeing. She say I'm toxic, I can't help it, bitch, I might be. I pick a fight, man, just like my place. I pull up, serve them, then get gone. Don't feel no type of way. Cause bitch, I'm toxic.
Hey, bitch, I'm toxic.
Hey, tell you that I love you. I just want your pocket.
I want your money.
Hey, bitch, I'm toxic.
Hey,
bitch, I'm toxic.
Hey, bitch, I'm toxic.
Fuck on you, fight, then leave them, bitch. I'm back tomorrow.
I see you later.
Hey, bitch, I'm toxic.
Hey, bitch, I'm toxic.
Hey, bitch, I'm toxic. Hey, tell you that I love you. I just want your pocket.
I want your money.
Hey, bitch, I'm
toxic. I can't pop your collar, my nigga. I'm
bitch,
my nigga. I can't pop your collar.
Fuck on you, fight, then leave them, bitch. I'm back tomorrow.
I done had a bitch stressed out, ain't no sense. Like the dude, lay on rent. He try to come up off this lit. Ducking the law in my ex bitch. I done been cheated on like a glitch. I done been traumatized from a hit.
Cheated on like a glitch.
When my grandma died, that was legit. When homie got locked, that was it. Grew up fucked up, I admit. Some thought hole that won't shit. Maybe they fuck trying to commit. Cause I'm
these niggas cutting up, hold up.
All of my ex hoes don't exist. All of my new bitches got whips. Couple of my partners used to keep a stick. Used to ride dirty, now the shit legit. Bitches said I changed up a little bit, cause I don't wanna do the same old shit. Too much money on a nigga's schedule, anything else ain't gon' fit. Having these dollars made more sense. Bitch, I ain't going broke over a bitch. You really wanna talk to me, just bitch. Shit, I ain't talk to that bitch since. Bitch, I'm toxic, ho.
I ain't talk to
bitch,
that bitch since,
hey,
he said.
Man, I love you, I just want your pocket.
Like, man, you gotta think back then. Back then it's easier not to be toxic. Like,
You know what I'm saying? It's easier than not to be fucked up.
It's where you from.
Your granddaddy had holes at the market, my nigga.
I mean, but
it's,
shit.
It's where you at. Y'all talking some country shit. I'm talking about markets and crop popping, whatever he's doing.
He was a sharecropper.
My granddaddy was in New York. He bust so many nuts, he couldn't
walk. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Damn, who does it? Goddamn. Oh, yo, listen, hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Granny, why? You heard?
Like, that's real, though.
This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Dave B.
You already know what it is. We got motherfucking Eastside Grease in this bitch.
Yo.
We got Doc in this bitch.
Dio.
Episode 146 out here.
Uh-huh.
Why y'all so toxic?
Toxic.
Like, come on. Like, that was y'all shit I played at the beginning. Why y'all so toxic, man? What's going on, man? Why y'all doing this shit, man?
First of all, you got to think what makes you attack a toxic nigga. What makes you toxic?
What is a toxic nigga?
Well, I don't know what your definition of toxic. I never knew what toxic was till my baby mama told me one time that I was a narcissist. So I went and I looked it up. And
that's a new word, too. Let's put that.
What, narcissist?
Yeah, that shit wasn't around 10 years ago.
Nah, I mean, yes,
now
it was. Because when I heard it, I thought she would say I was a pretty boy. I had muscles or something. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Like,
yeah, that's me. Hold up.
Like, I watched wrestling. I watched wrestling as a kid, so certain words stuck. And I remember Lex Luger, the narcissist. He was the narcissist. That's what they called him on the video game. So I was thinking that. So when I Googled it, I was like, damn, she got me fucked up. Like, for like a narcissist, that's a person who blames you for their own miseries. You feel me? That's a low blow. You got me fucked up, baby. Babies, no love.
This is not me. My nigga Doc and this motherfucker talking that shit.
Man, doctor, man, you better understand.
Feel me?
Feel me, my cuz, Grizz.
What's going on, fellas? What's going on with y'all, man?
Shit, ain't nothing really.
Now, you got to speak it to the mic. You got to speak it to the mic. I'm sorry, I got to share it real quick.
Come on, suit up, cuz.
You're right,
shy.
Eastside Grease. You're on the east side. Shout out to the east side.
Yeah, shout out to the east side. I'm from the west side. They got me out here on the east side. We ride.
That's a fact.
And to that nigga across, what is it? We came across the river.
There we go.
Way across the river. That nigga all the way on the west side. Yeah, so, I'm on the east side, chilling, though.
What's good? New music. What we doing this year? 2023, man.
The mixtape, Greases Christ.
Hold on. Bro, you got to speak into the mic, bro.
The mixtape, Greases
Christ.
Yo,
shout out to CJ. He going to kill me.
The mix, shout out CJ. My fault, bro.
He going to kill me. I'm telling you,
the mixtape coming out, Greases Christ.
Greases Christ.
Greases Christ.
Why Greases?
Greases, because, like, they call me Grease, like. It's just a name that stuck, so I was like, why not?
Sound like you're on that Kanye shit.
Nah, it's just, I feel like I'm like the Grease God. You know what Grease is, though?
No.
Explain to me.
Break it down. All
right, let's go.
So like, one of my homeboys, like, from the shack, like Dave, they call him Big Dave, but we call him Jack D. Like, every time niggas was setting up to do something, or we got to go somewhere or be somewhere, I'm always the last one there, or I just wouldn't show up at all. Mm-hmm. Or, like, my phone would be off, because, like, I was just, like, super-duper anxiety. Like, I wouldn't go nowhere. Mm-hmm. So every time he see me, he be like, man, you Grease. Like, but you Grease is every time. Like, every time you say you're going to be somewhere, you Grease. And ever since then, he was calling me Grease. So, like, everybody in the shack started calling me Grease. Like, man, or they be like, shit, we got a show tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we about to book this or do this. He was like, you think Grease going to show up? He's like, he Grease. Like, he going to Grease every time. Like,
that's hard.
So that's they got that shit hard. From. Grease basically mean like not like standing on what you said you was going to do at first.
You know what I like about that? A lot of niggas come up with their own nickname. Somebody gave you that nickname. Yeah. You know what I mean? You got a reason behind it. Niggas like to put their own name on shit and be walking around the streets like they really got a name.
Oh,
no,
they gave me that. And Grease mean like doing fucked up ass shit too. Like, I used to do fucked up ass shit.
There you go.
Like, you want to talk about some of it?
Like, I'm not going to say no names, but.
You're not supposed to say names, bro.
I like, you know what I'm saying? I used to be Grease. Like, I used to do some Grease shit. Like, I would like fuck with a bitch and like pull up on her and shit and like smash her at her crib, and she like, let's go get some blunts or something, and I take her to the gas station and then like pull off.
Okay, hold on.
Grease.
That's some greasy ass shit.
Grease. Oh shit.
Don't.
But what she hold up? What she do to you for you to just leave her?
No, no. Listen. One time I was. One time out here. One time I was fucking this bitch. She was like super bad, but she had a boyfriend, low key. You know what I'm saying? But the nigga had like 2K. I believe at the time it was like 2K, like 17, 2K 18, some shit like that. But the nigga, you know, had a problem with me smashing. Well, of course he would, because that's his girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? But he was talking too reckless and shit. Like, he was like talking about he gonna do something to me type shit. So one time I went over there.
But you was smashing his girlfriend.
Yeah, like one time. So look,
as he should.
Right. You know, he felt so, like he should beat your ass. Should.
So look, so one time I went over there and shit. You know what I'm saying? We smashed. Now, mind you, the nigga was driving trucks and shit, so he was gone. So I'm smashing and shit. So I fuck around, turn on his PS4. I go into his 2K, go to his my player. That nigga had a 99 overall, power forward, crazy. Nigga like 6'7", 200 and something pounds.
Yo. You deleted
that shit. That nigga come back hot. Deleted that shit. Nigga, that shit out of there, nigga.
You like me?
Yeah, you gonna do what to me, nigga? Delete, nigga.
And I'm taking your player.
No more triple doubles, nigga.
That's fucked up.
He ain't come look for you? He ain't come look for you?
Can't get your player back?
Nah.
Once you delete it, it's over.
You starting like you starting right back over, unless you got like a little save, remember? Shit's not happening.
Greed.
You know what I'm saying? Crazy. No, he mad. The boy done played out.
But even if he can't get that shit back, at least he knows somebody was there in his shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So either way, it's greed.
All right, yeah, I don't want to hear no more of you fucking other niggas' bitches.
I don't do that shit on a regular, though. Like,
I don't do it on a regular.
Time, that like two, long time ago. Long time.
Yeah,
you
were about to say fault. 2000 and say what?
Long time ago, 2018.
That wasn't your fault. She was giving up the pussy.
Nigga, what?
You blaming that nigga because you're getting the pussy?
I'm not blaming, no. I want to talk about music, nigga.
You should have been mad at her.
I want to talk about music.
She greasy. You still feeding her, stupid.
What?
Fucking around with greasy, getting greased. And your dumb ass at work looking stupid. Can't play 2K. Zero player.
Deleted the nigga.
You mad as shit. Yeah, you ain't got nigga, no blunts.
Yeah, that nigga zero overall.
Smells like cigarettes in here.
That's crazy. Start off like a 7 or some shit like that.
Nah, nigga. I came looking for you. I ain't gonna lie. Don't delete my player, nigga. That's fucked up.
You erase my player?
I'm gonna leave my bitch on my PlayStation at that, nigga. Go kill your ass. That's jokes.
He sleep in the sheets.
That nigga don't eat nothing in grease no more because of you. Smash shit in anything in grease. I don't want nothing in grease.
Law right on any shit.
He probably gave her raccoon eyes.
I'm talking about.
He probably gave her raccoon eyes, man.
There been a couple times that bitch had called me looking like Rocket.
Choking the shit out.
That's on you.
I love you.
Looking like Rocket from Guardians of the Galaxy.
I feel like you been sending me songs off the mixtape that's coming out soon.
Definitely.
I like them.
You got some hard bangers on there. Like
you got some bangers on there. You got some pain on there.
That's the one.
You know what I mean? Do you want to talk about that? Because I seen you post some shit. You know, you my Facebook nigga, but you my nigga all that. I seen you post some shit. I ain't call you. I feel like I should have shot you a message. But I was like, yo, what's up? What's up with bro? He sounding depressed. Do you want to talk about feeling like you down, all that type of shit? Like, what's going on with you, bro?
I don't know. Like, everybody get to that point in their life, at least. I think that's what it is. It's just that niggas just caught me at that point. You know what I'm saying? When shit get like over, like I guess when shit get too hard for you, like a lot of shit get hard for you. You got a lot on your plate. You got a lot of responsibility. Not enough time. Not enough resources. Not enough money at that time. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then like, you know what I'm saying? You get to a point, like basically like the Will Smith Pursuit of Happiness moments. Like, you feel me? When that nigga in the bathroom with the sun type shit, like that type of shit. Like, but then he had a breakthrough, and you know what I'm saying? He good.
So basically, you get
now he's slapping Chris Rock and shit. He's smiling.
Yeah. Getting on your humble shit. I think sometimes it takes a strong person to get in your mind and get on your humble shit. Yeah. People don't understand that. They feel like
you might be going crazy, but the mind thinks like too much. Sometimes you think like too much. That's why you need certain other shit, because if you think too much in the shit, you'll start getting into shit. That's what happens.
Especially when you're just sitting there by yourself.
That's when you need
nobody calling you, nobody texting you.
Yeah, but and then you know,
it's weird because it's not really your homeboy's fault, because everybody got something to do. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it be shit going on, like it just be like evil shit going on. You understand? Like knowing that you need that help, but they can't get to you because they got shit going on themselves and not understanding. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Not understanding why this day going off like this. Like, how the fuck I had a good day? Now I was tripping out. Like.
But it was, I think that situation was all timing. You know what I'm saying? The timing was off. Everything was fucked up at that one time.
You feel like you bounced back from that, though?
Yeah, it's a couple, you know what I'm saying, a couple of recent developments that kind of made me feel a little bit better about shit. And not only that, like, granted, you didn't say anything, but you said something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't say nothing right then on no, like, let me be nosy.
Nah, you know what I'm saying?
You just was like, hey, bro, get your shit together. What you got going on?
Yeah.
And then, boom, I started working more. And the more I started recording, the more I started spending time with Doc, like, just riding around with him and shit, listening to music, going to the studios. He giving me, like, he set me up for features and shit like that. More and more people I run into, you know what I'm saying? It's like a creative vibe, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of got me out of my own head a little bit.
How you feel about the city? We in the Ville, 2-6. You know what I mean? How you feel about the city gravitating to your music? Is it hard? Do you feel like they fucking with you? You feel like it could be more, or you just don't give a fuck? I'm just saying that from, okay, we had Dirty Water Podcast, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't feel like niggas listen to us, but it don't bother me neither at the same time, because I'm like, eventually y'all niggas gonna listen to us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So do you let that type of shit get to you, or you know what I mean?
Nah, I mean, I think I've been doing music for so long that I don't know exactly when that time had came where it got to, all right, bro, like, at this point, I'm just doing this to, like, you know what I'm saying, just sharpen my skill set. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, think about it. Like, it's only a matter of years before LeBron is going to chase a ring. You know what I'm saying? Now he just patting stats.
He want to play with his son, too, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but at this point, he just like, okay, I might not get another ring, but I'm good with being the, you know what I'm saying, I break Wilt Chamberlain record or some shit like that. Mm. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm at in my life. I'm trying to break them, like, break records instead of, like, just doing it to, you know what I'm saying, for the critical acclaim or, like, the fame and all that other shit. The money gonna be good, but
so
I just need a classic. That's all.
What's up, Doc? What you about to say, bro?
I'm jazzy. I ain't gonna lie. So you said...
Turn the mic.
Yeah, talking to the mic, bro.
Yo,
what's up?
So... Did y'all just say, goddamn, LeBron James want to play with his son?
He wants to, is what I'm saying.
How old is his son? I did see he a little older. I don't be into sports, man. I play other games.
Is his son in the
He about to be drafted, like, in the next 2 years. And two LeBron years. Is like, yo, I want to play with my son.
Do you think
before
he
retired.
Make it? Do you think he going to make another 2 years?
Who, LeBron?
Yeah.
Yes. And yeah. I'm not a LeBron fan.
I don't even know.
I'm just being honest with you.
I'm just going off the hairline. I just think he was older or something. It's more like a Mr. Jefferson.
My nigga, yeah.
Thought it was like Mr. Jefferson or something. You know what I'm saying?
We put a little age on him.
Yeah, that shit was different.
We playing like Jordan. He's gonna be playing like Jordan the Wizards.
Yeah. What do you feel about LeBron in the damn Space Jam 2, that was weird for me.
Trash.
I'm talking about weird.
I didn't even want to watch it.
Better graphics than when Jordan did it. I don't like it.
Everything was good. Like,
hell nah.
Why this movie so good?
It's like, damn.
Everything's so good. It was crystal clear.
Cheeto in that bit.
Yeah, man. Weird.
Yeah, Hollywood always trying to recreate some shit. They need to be more original. Like, get some new shit out. Stop trying to recreate shit.
Weird.
I mean, that's what you gotta do, though. So, with that pain and stuff you was going through, you was able to put some of that in your music? Did you know how some people be like, you know, they go down. Sometimes I think you gotta go down to go up.
Yeah, I put some of them in there. Like, It's like some certain things I don't want to like
tell.
Yeah, sounds put out there like type shit. But yeah, like it is some pain in my in this project. And if it weren't for what I went to that went through that particular day, a lot of them songs wouldn't be on there.
Mm-hmm. So, do you think one point in time you'll be able to put most of your stuff on it? Because you know how some artists, when you get out there and you get to popping, you might want to tell a certain story that happened and right. somebody else might have went through, you know, that you never told. You think that's going to happen?
Yeah.
Later on?
Yeah, I mean. Because
I know you ain't going to put it out now because, you know.
I mean, it's been a lot of songs. That's what I'm saying. It's been songs where I've done that before. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Like, I've done so much. Like, he know. He been around. Like, I got my catalog is really crazy for real. It's just putting together a body of work where it's like, all right, this could be the thing that actually break me through type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got the Dr. Dre detox disease. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it took him forever to put out something and then... Like
Jewel Santana shit. It was like he be doing. He liked to hold on.
Same shit,
beat.
Yeah. Mm. Like that type of shit.
How important is it for you to bring your people with you when you do make it? I don't even want to say if you make it. I'm gonna say when you make it. Like what? Like
it's not no if.
More, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's more
because
important.
You one of the most talented rappers in the Ville to me.
I appreciate it.
I'm throwing that out there. I don't give a fuck with nobody. How anybody feel about it? But I'm saying it. To me. I've known you for a long time. You one of the most talented rappers that can jump on some up north shit, some down south shit. I ain't heard you on no West Coast shit yet, but I feel like you'll adjust. It's you'll adapt to that shit. You know what I mean? Like
the West Coast shit is on Jesus Christ too.
You know what I'm saying, man?
I did everything on that album.
I like to hear music and, you know, pause, get goosebumps. And say that.
Goosebumps? You don't get goosebumps.
Like feeling that old feeling like you was a kid, like getting hyped.
You don't get goosebumps.
I love feeling like that. So when I heard that music, some of that music made me feel like the old kid again. Don't tell me what I get, nigga.
I try to highlight as much like being versatile as possible. Like I want everybody to know that I can rap for real. Cause a lot of people don't think I can rap for real. For the people that's listening and watching, I can rap for real.
Nah, that nigga really rap.
Like I can rap. Like I even did battle rapping for a little bit. I was good at that shit. I was fucking good at. Like I write people's music. I'm not gonna say who I wrote for, but I wrote for people's music.
You don't want to throw them out there real quick.
I can tell you that it's nobody that I've worked with. Nobody that you heard me on the song with.
You don't want to give Dirty Water exclusive or who the fuck you wrote for?
Nah.
All right, it's cool.
What's up?
I love y'all to death, but you know, this nigga messy. That's good money for me. You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk a little shit with my nigga. What you want me to do,
that's
man?
That's good money for me. I ain't want to mess that money up, but. Like I done some shit, but as far as like the people I can tell you this, the people that you hear me on this project with, I didn't have to write none of this shit. They had this shit either already ready.
Are you able to give us some of the features? Who you got coming on Jesus Christ?
Lamaya the Biggest, DLC the Man, y'all know Day Uno,
no
Day One,
but I will.
Oh, y'all got to check him out.
Yeah, I will.
That nigga crazy. He
got some homework to do.
He can rap.
Okay.
I got B-More on there.
Shout out to B-More.
I got Shaqboy YP on there.
Okay.
Who else? I got the Sango Pop Star Jew on there.
You got a lot of features. You turned this shit up.
Yeah, because I realized I was like, shit, you understand I'm an East Side nigga. So most of my features are West Side niggas because the West Side niggas, they got their own particular, like, they got their own particular groups and cliques and sounds and, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I guess it's because of the base over there. Like, it's people from everywhere over there, so it's, like, more diverse. Mm-hmm. But over here, we don't all sound the same, but when it comes to our style of music or what we consider, like, because, you know, it come from us growing up around the liquor houses and the juke joints and how the music is playing around there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got an ear for certain things that a lot of people don't. You know what I'm saying? It's different. You know what I'm saying? No shade on them, but it's just hella different.
Now you got to get an East Side nigga on there, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Cody and Kev on there too, I forgot.
There we go. There we go.
Cody and Kev on there.
We gotta get Cody and Kev back on.
But they say me and Cody ain't sounding.
Oh
like
yeah, we gotta get Cody and Kev back on the podcast too. Shout out to Cody. Go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
They said we sounded like a little bit though. Codeine is witty as fuck.
Man. I'm not He's gonna witty. Say y'all sound alike. No. Nah. What? Y'all voice?
Nah, I think like, they say like as far as I guess we.
I hear two different styles.
We have simple
what I'm
bars or some shit. Some dude was trying to like compare us and give us like a.
Did he rap?
Who?
That dude that was comparing y'all.
Nah, he was a fan of both our music.
Oh, he was a fan?
Yeah, he was doing like. Okay. You know
I was about to disrespect that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But you know what I'm saying?
You just got to let him be a fan.
Yeah, basically some Stephen A. Smith shit.
Right, yeah. All right. If he a fan, then critique, my nigga.
But you can understand that. He's probably saying from like as far as the area, but not he both of
tell,
y'all.
Like, he could tell that we were both. You know what I'm saying? Because he was listening to both of us at the same time.
Okay, okay.
And then he was like, I can tell y'all from the same area. Like,
okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel. But I don't feel like he's saying both of them got the same kind of style. Nobody's the same, especially around here. We might sound the same, but we not the same. So I can say that.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
But, Doc, I heard you be getting wild on your live and shit. Tell us about it, man.
I can chit chat for a second, so check it out. So I don't be caring about personally anything, you know, personal feelings. And sometimes, you know, I might get out of context a little bit, out of the box.
I like it.
Since I know everybody in the city, everybody tuned in to me all through the week. So my DM be looking real crazy, and I got a lot of situations going on. People be like, yo, Doc, I need you to put me on Petty News. Oh, Doc, I need you to put them on Petty News. Hey, yo, Doc, you heard about this? Hit them up. They got some Petty News. So I always got some fucking tea. So, you know.
You got some Petty News for us today?
Do I got some Petty News?
Real
Petty.
Quick. You know, just something real right, quick.
Fuck it. I'll throw
you know
one out there.
Just real quick. You hear Chilling with Dirty Water, my nigga. You know what I mean?
Give me a little comfort.
Real quick.
Before you tell us. Shout out your you know, Petty News. What time it come on? Where you can find it?
Yeah, all right.
Instagram, all that shit, bro.
Let's check this out. You check my Instagram out. I'm Sir Dr. Man 910. Okay, that's Sir Dr. Man 910. Everything else is straight Dr. Man. You feel me? DocDaMan. You'll find me on anything. But check it out. Petty News, I used to do it every night at 9 o'clock on YouTube. On Facebook Live. That's how I originally started. Blew that bitch all the way up. Everybody was on it, but it was so controversy that it made my internet life and my real life, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I'm out here with that. You know, I'm out here trying to mind my business, you know what I'm saying, to protect myself. But it was a lot of niggas in their feelings, and I didn't want to have to, you know. Shout out James Suba, you know what I'm saying? He make the shirts and shit in my city. You know, I ain't want him to goddamn put no fucking body on nobody's shirt fucking with me and his Petty News shit. Cause I had to staple a nigga shit. But other than that, yeah, I would expose all these niggas. I'll expose niggas. I expose rats. I expose motherfucking these down low brothers. It's a lot of niggas in my city who be gangster as hell. Gang, I'm talking about, you see this nigga, you be goddamn, all right, man, goddamn, we might have to goddamn bust this nigga. Yeah, yeah. But a whole wild nigga, on one of them drunk nights, he'll probably try to take you down. Big faggot ass nigga. These niggas get locked up first goddamn month in the goddamn joint, nigga, getting his dick bopped, nigga. I'm telling you, for real. I get messages from home like, yo, Doc, yo, this nigga just hit the yard, nigga. He already got the punk in his room. I swear to God, nigga.
Hey, come here.
I said, he don't even know him. I said, what?
Get him.
He don't even know him. He got the punk in his room and he don't even know him. Somebody, I'm confused.
You want a honey bun?
That's just fucked up. Yeah, man. But I expose niggas on that Petty News shit. That's just what I do in my city and niggas know that.
Chain in my pocket.
I did that shit for a good 4-5 years and then, you know, I just kind of like OG step back, you feel me? But they still hit my phone. Like, I got dash footage of niggas snitching. I got motherfucking.
You too?
Oh yeah, let me tell. Hold up.
You
hold
too,
up.
Nigga.
Hold up.
Yo, this city, man. Yo, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I do got some petty news for you. I'll tell y'all one thing.
Oh my God.
talk to us.
All right, so I check it out. So,
City, man.
It's a I'm name dropping, bitch. I'm Dot the Man. My name Dot DOC the Man. You can look me up on everything, and I stand on anything I say. You got a problem? Come see me. So check it out. So it's the local rapper in my city. I'm from Fayetteville, by half the West Side. And this guy, he ain't from the West Side. He might live on the West Side now, but you're not from my side. He's from the North Side, okay? So he has nothing. Grease ain't got nothing to do with this because you don't know what I'm talking about. So look, so the nigga goddamn, he fucking with this bitch. She an older chick, you know what I'm saying? He over there smacking down the older chick. And, you know, I guess she's falling for him. Oh, my God, got me a little, you know what I'm saying, a little boop-de-boop, You know what I'm saying? She done let the nigga move into her crib. It's just her and her two daughters, you know what I'm saying? Got one daughter 17, she got one daughter 15. He living there with them and shit, you know what I'm saying? So he hustling or whatnot, you know what I mean? He knocking her off. He ends up messing with the 17-year-old daughter, okay? So you're messing with the 17-year-old daughter. Y'all got this little fling thing doing behind the mama back, you know what I mean? So the mama find to kind of catch heed to what the fuck is going on and goddamn go through the daughter's phone and find out the damn daughter's been goddamn riding around fucking with this nigga. All right? Now, this motherfucking rapper is going to the high school football games with the girl and her friends and shit on some weirdo shit. It's my uncle. On some weirdo shit now.
It's
my uncle. So the mama,
ain't your damn uncle.
The mama curiosity, with the mama curiosity, she goes and she goddamn says, you know what? I'm gonna get this motherfucker, but let me go check my 15-year-old daughter's phone. He checked the 15-year-old daughter's phone, messages with him and her talking about riding with him while he makes sales and smoking shit and chill with him. The mama's, she is, boy, she is so fucking mad. It's like fucking 7 in the morning when the mama hit me up with the fucking paragraph. If I, my phone, I don't want to go through all that. I can pull a message, read it to you. She telling me straight up like, nigga, he is going to jail.
I hope so.
I said, what? Yeah. She said he's going to jail.
Did he go yet?
Hell yeah, they had arrested him and shit, but guess what? He bonded out.
Don't say no names.
Nah. The nigga name is Impala G.A.
Nigga's crazy.
That's his clothing line. He know he with the fuck. Bitch, he been on Petty News. This is the third time.
Damn.
That's the shit that make it so funny.
This nigga been on Petty News.
This nigga repeated.
Look,
yeah,
that's what I said. That's why I don't feel
what
no bad.
What did say,
Dave? That's why I don't feel
repeated
bad. First of all, bro. Jesus. First of all, bro.
Yo. She need to watch Petty News, guys.
Grease can't even post this. He want to post it. First of all, the nigga got that was on Petty News for motherfucking snitching. When I called him out by snitching, he couldn't deny it because I had the black and whites. Nigga, here go the paperwork. Nigga, this is what you said. I'm going to tell you what you said. And I read it out to him. And he was like, he was looking at me. I'll never forget. He was like leaning on the pool table. He was just looking at me. He was looking like...
He had the IE ass face.
Like, this nigga.
You motherfucker. You motherfucker. And I was like, so.
You told it.
You told it. So what you got to say? He was like,
you told
this
it.
What, this what his excuse was.
You gonna tell.
Doc, I was 19. I was a kid.
No, I said, nigga.
My little homies is 19. They ain't telling. They standing on business. Nigga, you told you a rat. All right, boom.
I put it out there.
The shit went by. Everybody let the shit
16.
Go by.
Nice.
Next thing you know, another nigga. He got there. He locked up on the yard. He sent a goddamn kite back to Doc for my number. He want to tell me some tea. I sent my number. He
got
called me. He say, look, man, Doc, I hit the yard. Goddamn, it's me and two other niggas, and then this nigga, G.A., he motherfucking one of the motherfucking Fayetteville niggas. We the four Fayetteville niggas, so they call us Fayetteville. That's, you know, behind that wall, that's how that shit be.
2-6?
So, goddamn, yo, we all stand together. So, check it out. So, the nigga Impala, this nigga so stupid. So, like, they say it's two punks, best friends. Mm-hmm. Impala G.A. is cool with one of them. Like, they real cool. You know what I'm saying? Talking about to the point where... At nighttime, they say he would go to the nigga with the punk room and pop the lock and go into the punk room and shit. This was just rumors and shit. So that's what niggas like, oh, yeah, they didn't hear about that shit. That shit crazy. Whatever. Boom. So time passed.
That nigga was goddamn popping more than locks.
Yeah. The motherfucker.
Popping locks. Popping more than locks.
The punk checks off.
The
punk checks off. and Paula G.A. gets out, the punk writes a yard, a letter back to the other, his best friend, the other punk who's still on the yard. And the letter, that's how everybody knew what was happening. The letter was like, you know what I'm saying, asking how everybody was doing. Then he was like, "Hi, Lil Fayetteville doing?" Talking about Paula G.A., talking about something. I show miss him. He used to come in there and pop them locks at night. We used to have them long, drawn conversations. First of all, my nigga, I ain't chilling with you in the daytime, let alone night, nigga. We ain't chilling like that. Nah, I ain't popping no lock, man. Hell nah, man. That nigga pop lock. I'm in there for that. Yeah. He might have been getting the thing lit, but that's three-time offender, man. We don't feel no remorse, my boy, because, I mean, he good. He popping locks in the county, then he good. Cause I thought with that little magnet thing. Yeah, but that, yeah, Petty News, that's my little thing. I just like to be me. I'll be straight raw.
Shout out to Petty News, yo.
Looking for you at night.
That's what I said.
I'm telling.
I'm like, yeah, I'll bring your ass.
He gonna ruin my life.
I'm a shout poster boy.
Shout out to Petty News, man. That nigga's wild.
Yeah, for real.
Hey,
Fayetteville. What?
Yo, how y'all feel about the Chinese surveillance balloon that was going across?
I ain't never even heard about it. What's this, in Fayetteville? Tell me now, because we don't need that shit. I heard them niggas got drones and shit flying around, catching niggas fucking 6 miles down the road.
From what America has said.
You talking about we the people?
Yo, so they said China had a balloon flying 60,000 feet in the atmosphere, just going across the world, and it hit U.S. soil on the west coast going east. Uh-huh. They said it was the size of three buses, going in the air. You know what I mean? They said that it was surveilling shit. They shot this shit down yesterday. Over the Atlantic Ocean, off of the coast of like Myrtle Beach.
Hold on, wait, time out.
They got all the way the fuck here. What the fuck was they thinking? That's West Coast saying. All the way the fuck here. Nigga, it's too damn late to shout it out. Nigga, they ain't working together at this point.
Well, they said, hold on, bro. Listen, they said they didn't want to shoot it down over the land and shit over because the debris and shit might fuck some shit up. Like
we the people,
nigga.
My nigga said, "We the people."
That shit is crazy. It's weird because it's like, damn, it's too late. At that point, it's already on the other side. It made it all the way across.
It made it all the way across.
What kind of school buses, though?
No, it was the size of three buses.
Oh, wait, so you mean
that's how big it was?
Wait. So you said the size of how many school buses?
Three.
So if it's the size of
flowing in the air, they
who
said
was
they
driving?
Had, huh?
It was nobody driving.
You know it was computerized. Come on. It was computerizing that shit.
So these niggas let a balloon the size of three school buses go from California all the way across to the...
From China going across the Pacific Ocean.
And we ain't seen it come in. We ain't seen it until after it already passed.
Until it hit the West Coast.
No, we ain't seen it until it hit...
The West Coast. And then, you know, once it hit the West Coast, then it came across the U.S.
So when we watched it, go across?
Because they didn't want to shoot it down because it was the debris and shit. They can harm shit.
They thought maybe it had been like a nuclear or something like
viruses.
If they ain't seen that bitch coming, I know they don't know shit about aliens. They can't tell me they don't exist. Like, you feel me? Like, nigga, y'all didn't even see a balloon. Nigga, I know you
believe in aliens.
Man, if them niggas let a whole balloon go across the whole United States, slow as hell, it's a balloon. It ain't got no jetpack on it.
There's nothing. That bitch floating.
What's that? That bitch probably got a fan on that bitch moving.
What if it was a whole bunch of 10 times COVID on it and they shot it down and all that shit spread across Kansas?
How you know that bitch wasn't dropping that shit while it was going across the whole goddamn world?
Well, they looked into that. I'm assuming.
But
anyway.
It ain't no worse.
Let me be clear. I don't believe a lot of this shit anyway. But y'all go ahead.
It ain't no worse. Well, I ain't saying it ain't no worse. It would be bad if the balloon dropped on canvas and they had like COVID in that motherfucker or something. Yeah. Then I understand. But still, at the same time, it's like y'all niggas take chances on all types of other shit.
Niggas They would have went up the road. We got like 2 miles of space. Let's go ahead and evacuate the space. We're going to drop it down. I think the perfect diagram of the debris fall down here should be able to excel. You guys get back. We got safe
ground. That's why they shot it over these the ocean.
That's, exactly. That's why they shot it over the water. They didn't want to shoot it over the land.
But you mean to tell me? You mean to tell me the same government that put two niggas on the moon?
Can't figure out
how to fucking knock down a fucking balloon without fucking everybody up.
Niggas went to the moon?
First of all, that moon shit.
I don't believe that either.
That's the point that I'm making. You mean to tell me a government that can put two niggas on the moon? You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker that can make. A government.
First of all, what's Area 51?
That's what I'm saying.
That was the first. That was the first alien ship that got them crashed.
Roswell and shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know they lying about a bunch of
what
shit.
What y'all think about that? Y'all want to talk about that? What y'all think? Everybody's worried about up in the sky. Everybody's worried about up in the sky. You remember? Yes, I think it was Donald Trump that supposed to had a fucking
Big T dog.
He supposed to have a NASA military type thing. Like they got.
Oh yeah, space.
It was like a like you got space the army, you got the Marines, and then you got the
Space Force.
It's like a space, They looking and doing that, but they doing all that to go off this motherfucker. And then you don't nobody understand why. I'll be in it. And my mind is so crazy. I think it's the drugs, but check it out. So everybody's still looking into the sky, but. Don't nobody look into this motherfucking water, nigga. Yeah. We ain't even been to the bottom of the motherfucking water. You spent all this money to go up here, but you don't want to go down there because you know, and we know, it's some shit down there. An alien is just a foreign entity.
Yeah.
It's something foreign.
That's something that we call something.
Something we call foreign. Right. Like, oh, yeah. Right. Like, y'all from the east side, I'm from the west side, I'll be alien. I'm from the west side, y'all from the east side.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah, I get it.
We up here.
Yeah.
Down this water is a whole different everything. They say we don't even know.
They say we know less about the ocean than we do about space.
Exactly.
I mean? We're going to die.
We're going to die by something coming out that water.
Look how much water it is.
That's why I said we're going to die about that. They be
talking about they covered. Yeah, y'all covered all. Y'all didn't cover shit.
What is that? Florida? Florida's going to turn to they're going to disconnect. Eventually, Florida's going to get up out of here. New York is going to fucking flood.
I think they said California might be one of the states that will detach eventually.
Yeah, Louisiana about to be gone, too.
Yeah, they're going under the water.
To move to the center of the goddamn country.
You think we got to move out from North Carolina?
Hell yeah. We got to go to the Midwest or the mountain areas.
Yeah. The wild shit about the balloon shit, when I was looking at the path of it, I was like, damn, that shit is like traveling. Like, they try to say, like, it might be looking at target spots. Right. You know what I mean? So I was like, damn, y'all is going through like where major military bases are.
That's on
if y'all want to bust a move.
China said they was tracking weather or some shit.
And they said it was innocent.
Like a Doppler radar,
they said it was innocent civilian shit. Like, track that shit over there, man.
Let's send some shit over there.
That shit wouldn't even made it over there. Exactly. They were like, beep, beep, beep. Oh, yeah, what the fuck is that going on?
You said China or you said Korea?
China.
Okay, Korea wouldn't have got nowhere Cali. It'd have been blown up in Cali. You know that, right?
They're not playing with them.
They would have known.
They gave China, they gave him a motherfucker. All right, now.
Stop
you
playing,
feel me?
Yeah.
Hey, motherfucker, all right?
Motherfucking, I don't got time.
That's a distraction for something.
You think so, Dave?
Something coming right now.
Yeah, yeah, we're about to go to war. They going to drop in on these motherfuckers.
Every time something bad happened, it was always something like you said. Like, it's always been something to be like, blame these niggas first. Like, you know what I'm saying? They'll put it in your face like 9-11 was, like, they was talking about Osama bin Laden before 9-11. But they was just, like, force-feeding us images of him. Running around with AK-47s, walking around, walking a goat and shit like
that. The media is crazy.
And then all of a sudden...
Said walking a goat?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He'd be in a cave and shit. He'd be a bunch of niggas with black hoods on and shit. But then, like, when the Twin Towers fell, they was like, just us, if the media tell us, this nigga did it. Oh, yeah, because I see that nigga on TV every day. He got to be the nigga that did it. You see what I'm saying? So now the China balloon is China balloon, and watch some bullshit happen that they probably did. And then
China balloon.
China balloon.
That's what I'm saying.
China balloon.
How do we know they even did it? Like, you know what I'm saying? They put that shit up. Oh, China did it. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing new then.
Ooh, it came from China. That's, ain't that what Trump said? Right, China.
How do we know it was even China? Because the media is what they... Man, when you start talking about that, the media is...
Yeah, talk
used.
That shit, DLC.
Talk that shit, bro.
That's
the,
why I fuck with this podcast shit.
The media is used to mind control us. You understand? To get our mind on certain things, to get our attention off others. They talk about, like y'all talking about, they talking about that fucking balloon and some other shit going on. You feel me? Right up under our noses. Right up under our noses.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't want to talk about the real shit. Like I said, like we said, when shit like that happens, it's something big they about to do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They trying to distract you on what they really doing.
But I got a feeling that China going to be the one that's going to be blamed for it.
Do y'all think that aliens are amongst us right now? Like you might go in a grocery store and you'll see a motherfucker and they look like they're regular, but nigga, no. Wow. They insinuated.
I don't look at people.
I seen a couple people that don't look regular. That look like fucking aliens.
I want y'all to know.
I ain't gonna lie. Look, my daughter.
Some
my
niggas daughter. In Lumberton that.
But look, you know what's so funny? Like to piggyback on that. Like my daughter, like she told me, she like, Daddy, you need to work out. And I'm like, work out? Like, work out for what? She like, cuz you starting to look like the Men in Black worm. Like, you know, the one.
Yeah.
AJJ. Wait, Zaga Zaga.
Oh, you know, she got a pour of coffee.
Yeah, and look, she smoking got cigarettes. Yeah. I was in that motherfucker with a cigarette and everything. She was like, you need to work out. You starting to look like the Men in Black worm. I was like,
Dad. Is your kids telling you old?
Oh, hell yeah. Like, my son. Now, my son, my oldest.
I'm sick of my son.
Like, my oldest son is.
Telling me I'm old and shit.
How old is your son?
My oldest is 11.
Okay.
But he like
my 14.
He like cold as hell on Fortnite. He told his friends like what was in the
Fortnite.
Party. He was like,
he's a little.
He was like, yeah, what you doing, Aiden? They were like, shit, I'm playing with my dad. And they were like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, is he good?
Right.
He was like, he's decent. Like, yeah, all right. Like, you know what I'm saying? He didn't want to tell his friends like, bro, he ain't not good.
They honest, man. Yeah. Kids are funny.
I was in there cussing out all his little homeboys. Like, they tell me, man, your dad's ass. Your dad's
ass. Oh, shit.
I'm like, shut up, nigga. The real niggas don't play Fortnite, nigga.
That's a fact. That's a fact. That's a fucking real fact,
good.
Yo.
I'm like, I ain't never had to be real
fuck
good at
Fortnite,
building some shit,
man.
And shooting some shit at the same time.
Yo, yeah, man. It's funny.
Fuck Fortnite. Because
it's fucked up. Our kids will make you go that way.
Build some shit.
You know what I'm saying? You'll turn to a grown man.
Build shit for real.
Hey, time out. But you know what's funny? The same time when that shit was happening, and I was telling this nigga about that shit. He was like, "Bitch, what the fuck you mean? Bitch, we be on Fortnite all the time."
No.
I'm like, damn, I had to retract it.
Slamming packs and goddamn blowing backs. You feel me?
Shit.
I ain't gonna lie. All my players come to the house and they be like, "Yo, Doc,
you on Fortnite?
Yo, Doc, you on Fortnite, nigga?" I'm in
there like, butt my mouth. Yeah, yeah. I'm on the table.
Got this shit,
man. I was like, that's what I knew. I was like, Fortnite. That's how you know you got
that
a good.
That's
how
I do my child support, man.
That's how you know you got a good product. You hear me? That's how you know you got a good product when it's for everybody. Like,
All my son, I got four boys.
Kids play that shit.
I got 18-year-old. I got 12-year-old. I got two babies. I got a 1-year-old and a 10-month-old. I was freaky last year, so goddamn.
God bless you.
My hood twin. Shout out them. Shout out King and Lloyd.
Fucking year.
It was a fucking year. I was.
You getting pregnant? You pregnant? Everybody pregnant. Right.
Look, I got you pregnant. Right. Got an abortion. Got you pregnant.
Oh right. Shit.
You wouldn't get an abortion. You get pregnant again. Right. Did you really get the abortion? I don't know.
Where my damn money at?
I got fucking babies.
Okay, we got look. Pit bull puppies.
It's the truth. I can't make this up.
I gotta talk. This is what it's like being around this nigga all day.
I got a topic for us because we got all men in here. I seen this shit on here. What is the male equivalent for flowers?
Dick.
What? Oh, head. Probably some head.
Head?
You talking about what is the male equivalent? Like what?
Like when you give, you know women
when
like
I flowers.
Give
her flowers.
Yeah, what's
be
the equivalent
to,
you giving her flowers?
Neck. I'm telling you. Some head.
I like getting,
you're
right. I like
head. Y'all niggas ratchet, man. Y'all niggas ghetto, man.
Yeah, what? Nigga, what's your flowers? Candles. You like candles?
Yeah,
nigga. Hold on. I'm trying to understand.
I said equivalent to flowers, my nigga.
So, you say if you give her flowers, she gives you
Yeah, if she can give me candles.
What do I want? Bitch, I don't. Whoa. No, this what I. The whole question. Whole sweats is switched up.
I told you. Like, I see niggas say wings.
Wings. Yeah, I mean, some lemon pepper steppers.
I said head, and if not head, I was going to say weed. But if shorty come to me with some fire weed, I'm like, first of all, bitch, where you get this weed from? And how you get, you know what I mean?
It's a nigga out there somewhere fucking with
you. That's real, look.
This shit fire, bitch.
Oh, bitch, you trap going down the street.
Oh, shit. Raccoon eyes then, you know what I mean?
This shit's good.
What's that gas?
Bitch, how you get,
he smoked with me.
I was saying gas. Saying candle because I like candles in my house and shit. You know what I mean?
Nah, I would
that's
say
equivalent
some weed.
To flowers and shit. You know
I would say
mean?
Some jewelry. I buy you some flowers, and bitch, I need a pinky ring, bitch. You got to get out my house.
Get out.
That's toxic.
And put them flowers back.
You ain't paying
y'all
no bills.
Y'all song
you
is toxic. You talking about that's toxic.
You ain't paying
y'all
no bills.
Song
you
got to
go.
I would say like,
if she paying bills, she got to go. Say it, though. Get out. Get out. You ain't paying no bills. I don't get no picking ring, bitch. You got to go.
Oh, she ain't paying no bills. Yeah, you got to do something extra. But my thing is like, all right.
Something extra.
A flower. You got to do something extra. She ain't paying no bills.
You ain't paying no bills. You got to do extra. You got to do extra work. You
some blunts.
You gonna be able to bring blunts my daughter here.
Yeah, because backwoods is expensive. So,
no, the
so
loose
give me two packs
loose
of blunts.
I would say
I
wraps. I would say if mm-hmm. if it stands for flowers,
a bottle.
It got to last as long as the flowers.
A bottle.
And I gotta be able to
give me a hoodie, man.
Okay, VC.
Hoodie is nice.
Give me a hoodie.
VC.
VC, 2K ass nigga.
However, how long it's gonna take? However, how long it's gonna take for them flowers to die? I guarantee I'll be done with that VC around the same time.
That's dope.
That's even trade.
I like that.
That's even trade.
What the fuck is VC? I'm lost.
Like virtual currency for NBA 2K.
Yeah, for the game. Yeah,
for the game. Yeah.
I'm dead.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck.
He said, everybody got their own, you know.
Yeah,
what I'm saying?
Got their head. Shit. I can get head right then, but like after I nut, the head gone.
She gotta give me.
Yeah, them flowers gonna last like
she
man,
look at for about like 4-5 more days. And she,
them bitches don't like them flowers, man. They only got them shits for about.
When
you
day.
Give it to
you
them,
don't think they like flowers, man.
They gonna take off. They gonna
friends.
Just
sit there and count. I'm gonna tell you what it is.
They appreciate the gesture. They don't like them fucking flowers.
Give me a candle for my house, man.
I'm telling you,
I got a bitch stuff.
Like my house will smell good.
It was like a stuffed animal flower,
made of flowers.
And she loved that more than the dead one that was in the trash.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm.
She okay. still got the other flower.
Yeah.
You gotta think like maybe a teddy bear, baby. You know what? Let's get tattoos. That's what, look, that's when you end up like that, looking stupid. Like, man, me and that bitch ain't even work out.
What you got, Moses? I ain't hear you say nothing. What's up?
Bitch, cook.
Bitch cook.
Moses won't eat
food.
No, I feel that for shit show.
That's why I see some of the comments
cook.
Say wings. You know what I mean?
Like, all these chicks can't cook. That's the problem. If you want that ass, bitch can't cook.
Cook. You cook better than these bitches? You cook better than these bitches?
I know how to cook, but I need you to cook. It ain't about me.
You know a bitch can't cook when she come in there cooking chicken on 10.
Right. Yeah.
Burn
yo,
the fuck
up. You gotta take it out at the right
relax
time.
With the chicken on 10. Right. Jesus, sweetheart.
Oh, no,
like, turn it down, sweetheart. Like,
that's where that shit is. Not a, I guarantee you, if you were to line up 10 niggas and line up 10 females, I guarantee you, you probably look at by like 8 niggas that can cook better than them 10. I mean, than them 10.
It's the new millennium. See, when we was growing up, I'm an 80s baby, so I grew up in the 90s. If you was a 90s baby, you grew up in a new millennium, vice versa, et cetera, et cetera. So I grew up when the microwave first came out, you know what I'm saying? So it was everything was nuke. We nuking it. Yeah. Now you can cook this and this and this in the microwave, quick meals. Mm-hmm. Time done progress now. Everybody's throwing everything in the air fryer. I'm talking about, nigga, I made a steak in the air fryer the other day, and I ain't know you could ever do that in no damn air fryer.
Right.
No, Greek, I'm talking about, all I had to throw some, man, look.
Y'all think the air fryer is real, though? Y'all think it might be a health risk 20 years from now?
It's only heat.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's heat in a drain pan.
I mean, but how, though?
Like this.
No,
but it's hot.
Like, how, though? Like, how?
Like this.
What is inside an air fryer? What is inside an air fryer that made that shit hot?
They got fans and they got coils that's fucking burning up and the fan is blowing that shit and it's see, when you throw it in the oven, it's like stale smoke just sitting there, just hot.
Stale smoke, man.
It's like, it's like other than being in the motherfucking room, when you crazy. Got 20 niggas, look at you, we in a room and we got 20 niggas blowing smoke in this motherfucker on top of our head the whole time. Other than this, everybody in this bitch is just stale smoke. Mm. So that heat just sitting on your ass.
Yeah.
And then when that motherfucking air fryer is going to put that heat on your ass. It's like sitting in a bathtub or goddamn standing in that shower. That put that heat on your ass. You might want, damn, I can never really get wet all the way on the tub. I got to move around and slide. I can stand up in the shower and put that heat on my ass.
Air fries. I don't know. I don't trust it. I mean, I fuck with it, but so, I just don't trust it enough where that'd be like my entire meal plan would be basically.
I mean, you can't cook no sides in an air fryer.
No, you can't.
Well, actually, you can. All you gotta do is get your little can or something.
There you go.
I know you probably tried it if anything. And, I mean, that's why I said the air fryer shit weird. It's the same thing with microwave, though.
I seen a nigga cook meatloaf on a goddamn grill outside. Like a cookout grill. Nigga cook meatloaf. Nigga, whole slab.
Yeah.
With the foil on.
Yo, so Grease. Yo. How soon can we get this project, bro? How soon? Like, come on.
April.
Man, don't say this April shit and I'm looking for it and then I gotta text you again.
April.
Cause you know I'll text you.
Nah, for real.
I'm gonna text you April 30th.
I'm even seeing
and be like, yo, I still ain't get this shit, my nigga.
No, I mean just so you'll be reminded, I'm gonna send you the gift for April O'Neil, like. I'm gonna send you a gift for you, so you know that is the date.
All right.
I'm lost. Right. What
April O'Neil.
That's the, okay. The little yellow suit.
Yeah, she's wearing a yellow suit.
What about
from Ninja Turtles?
Yeah. They were fucking her on YouTube. I seen it.
Oh my gosh.
you gotta look it up. It's called Nigga Turtles.
Oh Lord.
Go look that up on YouTube and they'll see. Man, look, Raphael used to go out with April. And what? April was Shredder's daughter.
I thought she was smashing on Casey Jones,
though. Nah, Casey Jones was a drug dealer beating niggas up in the park.
With a hockey stick.
I'm not lying to you. You look it up on YouTube, it's called Nigga Turtles. It's a whole, they made a whole movie out of Ninja Turtles Part 1.
Oh, yeah, that
and they did it, they switched the voices up and shit. This shit is really crazy.
Yo, y'all niggas got anything else y'all niggas want to get out before we get the fuck out of here?
No, you stupid.
Why always gotta be stupid?
Man, we're doing a Wildin' Out thing in Fayetteville.
Okay.
I'm going to have a whole team. My team, we going against fucking Teddy P. He got some team coming from the hill, downtown area. We're going to smash them out at Club Rumors. Rumors on Eastern Boulevard. Yeah. It was going to be real live. Dot Man, Hot Man. I will be in attendance tearing their ass up. And I get paid. That's why I love it.
Yeah, I see that.
Shit, we doing the release for Greasus Christ is going to be on April 8th. We're going to
actual April date.
Yes.
There we
go. We're going to do two separate releases, though. The stream release or whatever is going to be on April 8th, the exact date. But we're pushing for the weekend after that to do like a party for everybody. Like,
yeah. That's lit.
So that way when the people show up, they'll pretty much be familiar with the project at least a little bit.
Yeah, send me that shit. Don't be bullshit. No, send me that shit next month before
like
April.
Half of it already.
Yeah, I know.
And he ain't like,
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
This ain't thank you nothing. See what I'm talking?
No.
Niggas, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This ain't thank you nothing. Oh, yeah, thank you.
Oh, this shit crazy. Niggas is wild, yo.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you need to watch this dude. Type of nigga be like, take your shit. Yeah, this is what I told him to say. I told him to say that. It was me.
Fuck out of here, Moses.
I was managing. You know what I'm saying? You let your manager what?
Man, shit, but shit, it's been a minute since I've been out here with y'all. But like, what y'all been on? Like, cause like,
shit, man, really? Working and trying to get this podcast up and running. You know what I mean? A little bit better. Everybody, fucking comment, subscribe. YouTube, follows, you know
fuck
what I mean?
With us. Your follows, man. Get in them comments. Say some shit.
I ain't been up to shit. You already know. I'm a single dad. Two kids. Mind my business.
Yeah, we know.
He asked, nigga.
I'm attracted to midgets.
There we go.
I'm just saying.
That's what it's like.
You got that ass way.
I don't care. I like it. I don't care. I like it.
He just be doing wonder wheels around.
I don't care. It's cute.
Hop up on me. Hop up on me.
I want the twin. Y'all seen them twin midgets?
No.
Oh, God. I got to have them.
I got to have them.
Yes.
The Mexican ones?
The black hair. Oh, God. I could just wake up with them on my pillow. That should be
so. This nigga like they fucking double tree cookies.
I swear, my mama would tell you this. Like, once she found out I started smoking weed, I was like, I just wanted a midget because it probably was because of Austin Powers. I wanted a midget and I wanted to dress him up like me. You know what I'm saying? We like go out to the club together. Like, you know, when I be around my friends, he roll my blunts. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to be different. I won't go put him on no chain.
Oh, nah, you can't put him on the chain.
Nah, I give him a little finger roll around
the neck. Find you a little person to hire him.
Yeah, you got to look like me. See, there was Midget Mac. But I think Midget Mac went to jail. He was from South Carolina. He was on the level of hip hop. Yeah, I had reached out to him because I really like midgets. I think they're funny. I think I just want one to just hang with me like, damn.
Just roll your blunts, you know what I mean?
Little ass hands.
Yo, nah, yeah, you don't need no midgets.
I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm getting the fuck out of here, man.
What are you trying to say?
This nigga want a pet person.
This nigga DLC is wild, bro.
Have y'all ever tried to pick up a midget?
No.
Nigga, that's a person.
It's a little person.
You'll have a bet. Okay, you see that motherfucker little nigga. That head like 59 pounds. Jesus. The motherfucker, nigga, I had a bet. Okay, let me give you a quick story.
You just going around picking up midgets?
No.
How big is your head?
In 2000, 22 years ago, I was walking home from the high school. Me and my brother just got off doing a little basketball shit. We walked through the neighborhood. It was Halloween night, so people was out there trick-or-treating. So we walking. I see a lady with these daughters, and the daughters got little kids and shit. So me and my brother run up on them. What's up? What y'all about to do? You know what I'm saying? So they like, yo, shit, nothing. Mom, can we go with them? Yeah, only for a little bit. I'll see you guys in like 2 hours. Y'all meet me here. Okay. We done dipped off. We walking. So I'm a freaky-ass kid. I'm freaky. I'm touchy. So I'm touchy. I keep grabbing ass and shit. So what are we finna do? They like, we ain't even got nowhere to go. I was a bad child once again. So I'm looking. I see a house for rent. I go kick the back door in. Boom! Come out the front door. Y'all come on in. They come in the crib. We got them running around that bitch, tearing, chasing the girls and whatnot. You know what I mean? I take the little midget one because I forgot to tell you, it's the midget. I ain't gonna say her name because she's still out here. You know what I'm saying?
Please do not say her name.
Hey, shout out to you. You know who you is, baby. Look,
thanks to you.
Mother nigga gonna be mad because he like her. He found out. He like, oh. She came to the barbershop. She was like. No. All right, look. I ain't gonna say her name. So, boom. I'm in there. I took a little whoop whoop in the room. You know what I'm saying? I slid Then as I was hitting, I was like, yo, Doc, get up off her. Pick up like the movie. She's a midget. You got it. I had a young back, so I was like, I knew I had it. You know what I'm saying? It was in me. It was no getting rid of it. So I was totally committed for the moment. So I stand up, but nigga, she like, what? I'm like, stand up. Shorty, stand up. I walked around and looked down and shit. I bent down real quick and try to pick up. But I tore my whole back out. But I'm in the moment, I'm in commitment. I'm committing to do this, and I don't want to seem like a pussy ass nigga. Not like this. Damn, how you let that little ass? She half your size. Like, how you gonna let her? So I lift her up, and I'm holding this motherfucker, and I'm like, so she's like, put it in. I was like,
I'm trying.
This nigga's wild.
I'm like,
this nigga's wild.
Because your goddamn head keep wobbling. Stand still. bitch, we're teetling. Look, no, real talk. So, I hit the midget. That was my first one I ever hit in my life. But I was at the barbershop not too long ago, and I seen her. And when I seen her, I was in the chair, and they cut me. They spin you around. You see me like, Nigga try to close his eyes like he's sleep. Nigga, like, you know, you go to sleep in that barber chair. Nigga try to close his eyes like I'm sleeping shit. The girl goes outside, gets her mama, bring her mama back in. The mama comes straight to my chest, said, hey, sir, is you the one to put them damn hickeys on my daughter's neck back in 2001 on Halloween night? Everybody in the barbershop like, ho! But the nigga who was cut me, that was his little whoop de whoop.
Alright, shit is wild.
Who was cutting me? All right, City I'm was cutting me, man.
I'm getting the fuck out of here. I'm done. We cutting this shit. Check us out on Twitter. Dirty_water_NC.
He don't care.
Facebook. Dirty Water Podcast.
Grease.
Yo.
Good end story.
Instagram, DirtyWater_podcast. My Instagram is DirtyWaterLex. What's your shit, Dave? It's
Dirty Water Dave B.
What's your Instagram, Moses? What's your shit? Yeah. Now we gotta get to them niggas too. Go ahead.
Don't save a Moses. No. Snapchat Moses, Dirty Water Moses, Clappers Dirty Water Moses, TikTok Dirty Water Moses.
Eastside Grease, let them know where you can find your music.
910, yeah.
Your social media, all that shit, bro.
Eastside_Grease on Instagram, Tone EO Adams on Facebook, and Eastside Grease on Twitter, _.
DOC, let them know where they can find you at, bro.
I'm DOC
Petty
the man.
News ass nigga.
Dot the man on everything. DOC, DAMAN on everything. Snapchat, Twitter, fucking Bebo. Gotta give a fuck. What is it? Is it social media? My name is on it. And I'm him. DOC.
Yo, this was a funny ass episode. Shout out to my niggas that
good
came
episode.
Through and fuck with us at Dirty Water.
I appreciate y'all, man.
2-6 and.